Partner of the Year gets announced around this time every year, and 10 years of sustained excellence for Nationwide. For those not familiar with it, the Partner of the Year program, talk about that a little bit.
Partner of the Year program extends to all of our partners, and it's not just for products or retailers. It's also for commercial building owners as well as new home builders, because Energy Star covers all of those things, not just products. Somewhere between 1 and 2% of our total partners win Partner of the Year. What Nationwide has done is build Energy Star into the DNA of your offerings to your members, and that's what we're always hoping for.
Welcome into the Independent Thinking Podcast. This is your host, Rob Stott. We had a unique opportunity at Primetime earlier this month to sit down with Dan Cronin, Program Manager at the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, who works specifically with the Energy Star program. And Dan and I, not a special podcast in the sense that, you know, we've done one before, but unique in the sense that this was the first time we got to sit down in person together to record a podcast, because this was the first time Dan was able to attend a Primetime with us. So to have him there in person, podcast, of course, cool enough as it is, but to actually have him with us in Vegas for Primetime to be able to experience the show, see what Nationwide's all about, and see how Energy Star really does kind of proliferate all throughout the Primetime show floor via our various vendor partners who carry Energy Star certified product, and of course those other partners of ours that are winners and often recognized in the Energy Star Partner of the Year program, which, as we are dropping this episode, if you're listening to this on the release day, Tuesday, March 26th, this is the day that Energy Star has given out its 2024 awards, of which Nationwide, once again, 10 years running, the Energy Star Partner of the Year for Sustained Excellence. Excited to be able to, announce that on this day as this podcast drops, and of course, have the conversation with Dan about the program, but about so much more, about, his experiences at Primetime, kind of what he witnessed, what's going on there, at the show, in the appliance space, in the Energy Star space, and so much more. So appreciate him taking that time. I know it was just a few steps, from our booth to where he was stationed for Primetime, but awesome opportunity, like I said, to get to sit down with him in person and dive deeper into Energy Star and so much more, about energy efficiency for our Independent Thinking Podcast. So let's get into it. This is Dan Cronin of the EPA here on the Independent Thinking Podcast. All right, we are back on the Independent Thinking Podcast, coming to you from Primetime here out here in Las Vegas, and we've done a podcast before, but it doesn't it feel different to do it in person?
It's much different.
Mr.
Yes.
Dan Cronin, project manager there at the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, specifically
right.
The Energy Star program.
That's right.
Thank you for joining us. Thank you for coming,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, well, I got us. That's all Caleb, right? We got
Caleb and Frank. They invited me. They've been inviting me, actually, but this is the first time that I can make it work, actually, for a very long time.
No, that's awesome.
You guys are a great partner for Energy Star, and it actually has given me a deeper appreciation for everything that you guys do. The whole nexus of the manufacturers and the members and all that. Plus your market share is collectively is quite large.
Yeah.
And so you guys do move markets. It's been definitely eye opening and I appreciate what you all do.
I want to start there because, you're great overview of kind of your impressions of the show. So as you're here, knowing that you were coming, how did you prepare for Primetime or what did you want to try to accomplish while you were here with us?
Well, specifically, I definitely wanted to connect with some of the manufacturers who are here.
Yeah.
Some of the folks that I interact with were going to be here, and I did get a chance to chat with them.
Mm-hmm.
There are several Partner of the Year winners here as well, as along with Nationwide itself. So seeing what they were, how they're marketing their products, how they're using the Energy Star out in the field, and what they're talking about. Everyone, it's not a one-size-fits-all approach. Right. Everyone takes it and uses it in the way that they see best. And I love that. I think that's great that people are taking Energy Star and using it in a creative way.
No, that's awesome. So we could talk about it, right? We're sitting here, well, you know, on camera, it's a little bit before, but as we're dropping this episode and it's going live, Partner of the Year.
Yes.
We'll dive right in, right? So that's Partner of the Year gets announced around this time every year, right. And 10 years of sustained excellence for Nationwide. So
that's
talk
right.
about that program, to be involved with it. I know a lot of our winners, our co-winners the last couple of years here with us as well. So to be able to, you mentioned being able to see them is a unique opportunity. Last year at Primetime, it lined up so perfectly. We were able to present some awards to them, on behalf of Nationwide and Energy Star. But that program, kind of for those not familiar with it, the Partner of the Year program, talk about that a little bit.
Sure. So the Partner of the Year program extends to all of our partners, and it's not just for products or retailers. It's also for commercial building owners as well as new home builders, because Energy Star covers all of those things, not just products.
Right.
So I would say about somewhere between 1-2% of our total partners win Partner of the Year. And so the fact that you have won for 10 years, and then I think a total of 20 years.
Yeah, I forget.
Somewhere in that range.
You may know better than me, I think.
But yes.
The sustained excellence starts after a certain point.
After 3 years. Your third consecutive win, you are a sustained excellence partner. And what Nationwide has done is build Energy Star into the DNA of your offerings to your members. And that's what we're always hoping for, because the Energy Star conveys quality, it conveys efficiency, dollar savings. When a consumer sees that little blue logo, that's what they associate it with.
Right.
And so, it's a way to build a bridge between someone who's may not know exactly what they want, but they see that little blue logo and they want it. They want it in their home. and so it's a partnership program, Energy Star. And I think this is the truest sense of partnership, because, we're EPA. We can create all the marketing materials we want. We can create all the technical specifications that we want. But until a partner actually takes it and puts it out into the world, when does a tree fallen in the forest make a sound if no one's there around? I think that's the difference. So without you guys really hammering the energy savings message, we could only go so far. So we appreciate it.
No, it's awesome. And for us, it maybe it's because we've been doing it for so long, right?
Yeah.
That it makes sense to us. But it's one that we were talking before, right? The retailer needs to continue to hear and learn about. So for those that might not know, let's rewind a little bit. The overview on Energy Star and the importance of it, within this channel. Obviously, it's got broader reach, as you mentioned, a lot of categories it touches. But to retailers, what's the importance of this program?
Yeah. Well, it started, Energy Star started with one product category, which was computers back in 1992. And now there's over 75 product categories. So it runs the gamut of what we cover, everything from any HVAC product in your home, any water heating product in your home, electronics, and of course appliances, which a lot of your members sell, and that extends to clothing as well as kitchen. And the way we do it, I don't want to get too far into the details, but whenever there's a differentiation opportunity, whenever there's a more efficient product in a given category, that's an opportunity to us. We want to capture that and point people, or just let people know, let consumers know, that an efficient option exists out in the world. It's a purely voluntary program. Mm-hmm. So manufacturers choose to have their product tested and then certified. And then in return, in some cases, there are a lot of rebates available from utilities that are able to subsidize the cost of a brand new Energy Star product.
Right.
And those are Nationwide. So that has kind of been the engine for the success and the growth of at least the products. I work on the product side.
Right.
And so it's been successful. We're always looking for new products as well.
Right.
So one of our newest products is electric cooking, and that is both induction as well as coil. Mm-hmm. And that also includes portable models.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
So that's really exciting for us because there are a lot of benefits to electric cooking that are not just energy savings, but they're health benefits and safety benefits.
Yeah.
So especially with induction.
Right, right.
And, you know, I'm walking around here at the show. There seems to be, from the manufacturer standpoint, a lot of emphasis on induction, but electric as well.
Yeah.
And absolutely. So it seems like everyone kind of gets that this is going to be a part of the future or a bigger part of the future than it has been. Right.
Right. And it kind of goes back to, as well, that you mentioned the partnership, right? Obviously, nationwide EPA, but as well, the manufacturers and nationwide. Mm-hmm. It's like a, you know, you mentioned the federal, we were talking also earlier, the federal triangle, right? It feels like that's what it is, right? Between the manufacturer and EPA and nationwide to be able to work, well, we'll call it the federal square. How about that? Because then there's the retailers involved in this as well.
So, true.
No, making that partnership happen, you know, they are the retailer. They are a quarter of that square that we're, you know, I'm referencing.
Yeah.
But so how can they leverage those other three corners?
Yeah, I mean, now by the other three corners, you mean the products or
all of it? So
all of
products,
it, okay.
Nationwide EPA. Like, what's available there to them that they?
In terms of co-marketing materials.
Yeah,
so we come out with lots of co-marketing materials for free that any of your members can take and use. I believe that you all make this available to your members as well. But you know, if you're a member of Nationwide, you're technically a member of ours because you're part of that group. And you should be, if you're selling Energy Star products, you should put that front and center as an option for consumers coming in because it does convey quality and energy savings. And if you're not currently, if you're running a store right now and you're not currently thinking about how can I get rebates in my store to drive down that point at the point of sale, drive down the cost of the point of sale, you should be.
Right.
Because on our website, we have a rebate finder, for instance, Google Energy Star rebate finder, and we have nationwide rebates for that are updated for the entire country for all of our products.
Yep.
And people find a lot of value in that.
Yeah.
So
absolutely. And it's, you know, you mentioned the tools. I can personally vouch because I know around, you know, you guys, obviously there's the Partner of the Year stuff that's coming up that will be happening as this episode drops. There's Earth Day. The toolkits that you have available, we lean into them frequently on our side. So to be able to get assets that help promote that message and, you know, co-branding opportunities within them, right?
Exactly.
Well, so.
Yeah, you know, Earth Day is a big one. Energy Star Day later in the year is a big one. That's usually in October. But for individual product categories as well, we have co-marketing materials. If you just want to do refrigerators, we have free co-marketing materials that you can take and run with, put your logo on it, put it in your store, put it on your social media if you're doing that. It drives interest. Consumers' interest and brings them in.
I know, you know, I love data. I don't know if you have any off the top of your head that you can pull, but consumers that see this mark, is there any, you know, do you guys, are you aware of the impact that it has on their purchase decision?
Yeah, I mean, I could talk broadly about what we, like public data that has been produced with us or for us.
Right.
So about 90% of Americans recognize the label, and that's key
important
thing. Right. They understand generally what it is, like at a basic level, and that's good. Hopefully that if I'm doing my job, maybe it'll be 91, 92 next year, who knows. So that's one important thing. But in some other cases, manufacturers or retailers or utilities will spend their own budget to actually do like A/B testing to see what is the impact on consumers, or what is in a survey, what is the impression of the same product with or without the Energy Star.
Yeah.
And repeatedly, it always comes back that people prefer the thing with the little blue logo on it. Mm-hmm. And that speaks to the value. That just speaks to the value proposition. And in a lot of cases, it's not easy for the manufacturers to meet the requirements. You know, for instance, televisions is one of our oldest product categories. I think we're on version 9 our TV specification. And we just basically had a reset because periodically we have to increase the stringency of our product, our technical requirements for all of our product categories. We don't want ubiquity. We don't want everything on the shelf to be Energy Star. That does a disservice to us and to the brand and to the manufacturers. So we want, generally speaking, we want the top 25% of energy performance. But how do you do that?
Right.
You work with the manufacturers, you work with the stakeholders in an open process to propose higher levels of performance and then meet kind of in the middle, finalize that, and then your product list basically goes down to practically zero, which is kind of what happened to TVs last summer, I want to say.
Right.
So we had somewhere around like 70% market share, which is too high.
Yeah.
And so we said we needed to refresh this. So we did. And the new specification, there's about 1% or 2% market share now.
Wow.
But it's an opportunity because the manufacturers who are going out of their way to meet this more stringent bar, or, you know, leap over that bar, those TVs are really efficient. They're, I think they're the new TV spec. On average, depending on the size of the TV, they're 34% more efficient than a non-Energy Star TV.
Wow.
And it's becoming more important, actually, because more TVs are getting smarter.
Right.
They have more components. They have more chips in them.
Yep.
They're becoming almost like the smart home hub in some cases.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's important that the energy efficiency of each product, each TV, reflects the real world usage.
Yep.
And so that's what we did.
Well, the cool thing about that too is it shows these aren't just like set it and forget it standards.
Right.
Like you guys are constantly, as an agency, looking at these products, evaluating them, putting them through what I have to imagine are some pretty stringent and, you know,
contentious.
Right.
Contentious testing at times, yes.
Just to ensure that they it's meeting the level of requirement that you guys expect to be able to earn this mark.
And precisely.
You know, it's cool to watch. I mean, because as fast as the technology evolves, that also goes to show how fast those standards have to evolve.
Exactly. So. And if we weren't doing that, if we weren't always pushing the bar upwards, and there will never be a stopping moment for it, you know.
Right.
Then it would be a disservice because we, you know, our whole goal is to save people money, mitigate climate change, convey quality in the product that you're buying with the little blue logo.
Yeah.
And so it has to be a little hard to meet, right?
Right.
If it's easy, it doesn't mean too much, right?
Amen.
Yeah.
So I want to go back to something you mentioned a little earlier, which was rebates. And I know that's a lot. If anyone's been paying attention, especially here at this show, they've seen Mr. Santner on stage talking about the Inflation Reduction Act. And I know that's a big point of emphasis right now within Nationwide to educate around everything going on there. I know Frank, he's been on the phone. I don't want to know how many times or on how many calls to try to, you know, be that voice for the independent channel.
Yeah.
You know, having a seat at the table among the discussions for all the rebate calculators and things like that that are being developed for this program. So talk about that, a little update on that. Where do things stand right now with the Inflation Reduction Act?
Oh, okay, IRA. Yeah, so Inflation Reduction Act is, you know, was signed into law in 2022. And as part of that program, I would be remiss if I didn't mention the tax credit side, because that's a really big part of it. But it is a little bit less relevant to your members, but it's worth just
for sure
mentioning.
Yeah.
So the most energy consuming products in your home are essentially found their way into the tax credits.
Mm-hmm.
So things like heat pump water heaters, heat pumps for HVAC for that can heat and cool your whole home, things like windows, attic insulation. And if you are going to make all these upgrades, you might have an older home that needs to upgrade its electricity panel, so that an upgrade the electricity panel is also one of the tax credits. So all of those things are available to Americans now, and I think that goes through 2031. So that's the tax credit side, and that's baked into the cake. But also what was authorized in that law was a series of rebate programs that will distribute money to all the 50 states to subsidize the cost of various different products, some of which are Energy Star products. I think the center of the Venn diagram of the nationwide members and all the rebates, and there's a lot left up in the air. We're not in the driver's seat there. We're monitoring that, but the Department of Energy is implementing that. Mm-hmm. Products like heat pump clothes dryers and the electric cooking, which I mentioned earlier, those are eligible products, but each state would have to apply for that product to the Department of Energy and say, hey, you know, holding our hand up, we want this product or that product in our program. So it's eligible, but the states will have to apply for that money specifically
which
for that product.
Which is ongoing, right?
It's ongoing.
There have been applications.
Yes.
I think last I checked, and this was maybe January, last mm-hmm. time I spoke with Frank on this, I think there were like four states that had gone through some and had approvals.
I don't know about approvals,
or
but their applications
have been submitted. Yeah.
So it's California. This is all public information.
Yep. New York.
New York, California, New Mexico, and Hawaii have applied.
Yep.
And so we'll see the structure of their applications. I you know don't have any view into that. It will be interesting to see how that that will ultimately filter out there, because I know a lot of your members carry those products. Some of them are a little niche. I mean, electric cooking, that's pretty ubiquitous, though.
Yeah.
I mean, that a lot of your members sell that already.
Yep.
You know, part of the principle is that renewable electricity generation is becoming much more common in America. You know, like, I think Texas has the number one wind production in the country right now. And if I'm not mistaken, I could be wrong about this, I think California might have the most solar. So there's renewable generation happening during the day and at night, and there's got to be a way to use it, and you definitely don't want to waste it, especially because it's taking market share, and so electric cooking helps with that a little bit because it's a way to cook your food with the available renewable energy, and it's the only way to do that, right? So that's part of it. And as I mentioned before, there are other health benefits and safety benefits for induction specifically. Yep. So the other product is heat pump clothes dryers. That's a really, I love that product category. Any time you put a heat pump into a product that's electric that didn't have a heat pump previously, you see the efficiency skyrocket. It's amazing what a compressor can do.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So that's going to be exciting. Many of the Energy Star heat pump clothes dryers, it has to be a heat pump clothes dryer, will theoretically could be eligible in those rebate programs if the state applies for that. And the Department of Energy, they have a list of FAQs on their website that also clarified that the all-in-one washer heat pump dryer that several of the manufacturers here make, I'm pretty sure they're Energy Star products already. Right. I think they're already certified.
Yep.
Because they have a heat pump element, they are also going to be eligible for that as well.
Yeah.
So that is great because people already love that product, and it's a space saver.
Yep.
It's a time saver, because if you dig into, I haven't verified this, but I think you know where I'm going with this.
I do.
But but the amount of time that wet clothes stay
washed.
Well, I can tell
you it happens at least twice a week in my house. So
after I heard this statistic, I actually paid more attention to the way I wash and dry my clothes. But the way that you wash your clothes, you leave them in the washer.
Yep.
With them just sitting there for an hour. I think they stay in there for the average is an hour, which is not great. Don't you want to wash it and then have the dry cycle click on
right
and then
away?
In 2 hours it's all done?
The fact of not even having to pick them up, pick the wet clothes up out of the washer and put them in there, like that sounds fantastic to me. So
completely.
It's incredible.
And they're pretty big drums too, so they fit a lot of clothes. There's a lot going on. It's an exciting time for Energy Star broadly, I think.
And you've mentioned the tools too, like the rebate finder as well.
Yes.
So like that's you guys are making this on the Energy Star side simpler for consumer and retailer, yeah. I have to imagine, you know, being able to dive into this tool, see what's available in their area that they should be prepared for, prepared to process, and all that sort of stuff as well.
And it's not just like the usual suspects. People think like, oh, it's this amount of money for only your refrigerator or a light bulb or something like that. I was looking the other day, and it really runs the gamut of all of our products. I mean, like things like dehumidifiers and room air cleaners. Various different utilities have different approaches for how they want to run their utility rebate program.
Yeah.
And a lot of our products happen to find their way in there. So, yeah, the one-stop shop for all the rebates are just Google Energy Star Rebate Finder.
Yep.
And, you know, you can get
Might even put
a
link to it in the description
there you
here,
go.
You know? You don't even have to Google anything. Just look down below.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's awesome, man. Well, this was, hey, a ton of fun.
Yeah.
And I know you had to walk, like, 5 steps to get here.
I did.
And your strides are even shorter because, you know, like, how tall you are. But for me, it's like 10 steps over there. This was a lot of fun to be able to do in person.
Yeah, likewise.
You know, out from behind our Zoom cameras. But, this was great. And like, you know, I'm sure on behalf of Frank and Caleb, you know, excited to have you here and, you know, get back out there, see what's going on and, you know, keep pumping that Energy Star message. We'll be doing the same and hope you enjoy the rest of the time here.
Thank you. Likewise.
Awesome. And thanks again to Dan. Like I said, just a cool opportunity. If you watch the video version, you know, you don't know because we were sitting down, but, you know, we joke about the height difference. You could tell a little bit on video. Dan and I, for as different as we are in height, the passion around, you know, kind of what we do is certainly apparent and obvious. You know, appreciate him sharing that with us, in the form of a podcast and, everything he's been doing with EPA. So, look forward to being able to, you know, have this interview with him. So appreciate that. And as always, appreciate you listening to the Independent Thinking Podcast, and we'll catch you next time.